ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues. First of all, I'd like to thank Mr. Rice for the invitation for holding my lecture today here. It's a great pleasure being here in Budapest and being able to give you some information on ICARUS, the International Center for Archival Research. Perhaps you remember my lecture held 2 years ago in Prague. It was an excellent opportunity for me at that time to present you our online archive, Monasterium. At that time, we had 100,000 charters online in Monasterium, and today, in the meanwhile, this amount has increased up to 300,000. And in the meanwhile, Monasterium also has become an aggregator for Europeana, thanks to the support of Louis and Zenyatta. Thank you once more. In those days, 2 years ago, I also spoke a little bit about ICARUS, but at that time there was not very much to report on that. Monasterium was the main topic of this speech. Today, 2 years later, the situation is very different. ICARUS has developed to a viable platform for cooperative international projects in the archival field, and Monasterium now is just one of several projects ICARUS carries out. Please allow me nevertheless a short look back in order to get a better understanding for what I want to tell you afterwards. When we started to take our first steps into the digital world in 2001, outgoing from the St. Pölten Episcopal Archives, in Austria there were only few projects in the field of archival digitization. But, on the other hand, there were the ideal preconditions to carry out such a project within our archives in St. Pölten. There was a viable infrastructure in form of our archives, the willingness of public institutions to provide financial support, the willingness of several archives to share the costs, there were technical equipment, motivated staff, and the most important thing, a fascinating test subject, medieval parchments of Lower Austrian monasteries. Those abbeys are very impressive examples of 1,000 years of unbroken history and culture. In Lower Austria, there still exist 11 of those old abbeys, keeping an amount of more than 20,000 medieval parchments, which have been kept there since their founding era in the 11th or 12th century without any interruption. What a fascinating idea to bring all those charters stored in 11 different places together in one digital online archive and to get to enable absolutely new insights into medieval history. We thought it was the time to carry out such a project in Austria without having any view or perspective across the borders. After a certain time, however, we realized that the content of the charters concerns not only Austria and not only the neighboring countries, but also many other countries in Europe abroad. Thanks to the time and borderless internet, national borders in our minds very quickly disappeared. We realized that the use of an online archive never can be restricted on itself. But always has to be connected with other sources in order to really have a useful effect. And so we got in contact with many other archives in the neighboring countries. Most of them also had a huge interest in providing archival sources in the internet. And we realized the great chance to overcome decades of separation by bringing the most important historical sources of the region together in digital form. This was the start of a project which should become one of the biggest digitization projects in the region at that time. In the following years, more than 70 institutions from 12 countries joined the project, not only by providing their images and metadata, but also by sharing their knowledge and experiences in other archival fields. It became more and more obvious that the digitization of charters in our region had been just the beginning of a long-lasting transformation process of archives from the analog into the digital era, and that there would arise a lot of other challenges within the near future. As well, there was also a need to exchange knowledge and experiences, not just in a theoretic way, but also oriented on a concrete perspective of the implementation of cross-border projects. This process had a very fascinating consequence. After a couple of years, we did not only have a very huge online platform, but also a real treasure of experience, of knowledge, of intellectual resources, and of competences. We became aware of the fact that we had to find a way to keep this treasure. This treasure, however, was not kept in just one place, but was scattered on many persons and institutions all over Central Europe. We realized the need of creating a chest for this treasure in order to preserve it for the future. And we found this chest in the foundation of Icarus. Let me summarize the most important insights of that time. We can also call them the monasterium experience. This means the importance of cooperation instead of competition. In the field of IT projects, there is no other way than the international cooperation. The alternative are lonesome islands, which will sink sometime and which are very, very lonely. The degradation of barriers and obstacles, the reduction of administrative and financial strains, enables archives to concentrate on the substantial topics of a project. And something curious, perhaps, having no strategy can also be a strategy. Things not always have to be pushed by force. With confidence, courage, and openness, they can grow by themselves, and in a way which can be the best for all. Another important point is network, taking care of a network. Bringing together of knowledge, experiences, and concrete project ideas, as well as cross-institutional cooperation, need a simultaneous support of communication, coordination, and application management. And, of course, you have to finance your projects. The increasing reduction of public budgets to so-called core activities and the consequent outsourcing of the financing of projects to third parties need alternative strategies, and the professional management of development and administration of projects from the application to the final report. And another experience from that time is that you need trustable services. Very often archives don't have the technical equipment and personal resources they would need to carry out a digitization project, so that they have to purchase services from the outside. And commercial companies are not always serious partners. What archives need are commercially and archivistically serious partners, and especially in the field of digitization and IT development. The Monasterium experience in 2008-09 finally led to the founding of a common juridical body of those archives which had taken part in the project so far, in the foundation of the International Association Icarus. By means of several nationally and EU-financed projects, an infrastructure could be established in order to achieve the following goals. One of these goals is the orientation on concrete needs and so the avoiding of parallel useless actions. This means the principle of complementarity. I will come back later to that. Another goal is bringing together of concrete project ideas by and support in gaining grants by managing the application and the implementation process. What does this mean? I'd like to illustrate this. You have a lot of archives with needs of projects, with ideas of projects, and some these ideas can be very different, but can be very similar, or can be the same. And by bringing these archives together, the ideas can be connected and synergies can be created. So, what does that mean? You have an archive, archive A, B, C, D. They are supported by Icarus. They can focus on the content of the project. They have a minimum of administration and paperwork. And Icarus helps with the search of partners, the forming of the consortium, the writing and design of the project, the coordination of cooperation and communication, the administration and paperwork, and the providing of services and platforms. And so the project XYZ is finished. According to the described experiences, Icarus follows the principles of complementarity and synergy. This means that activities are carried out only there where it is really needed, and it is ensured that the activity means a real added value and no overlap with others. It's not our aim to have any kind of competition with already existing initiatives or enterprises, but much more, if useful, to complement them or to use them as a fundament for further activities. Therefore, we are seeking to coordinate our activities always with other institutions on an international and national level. What does that mean? We have the basic institutions in the archival field, like ICA, National Archive Administration Standards, which define the standards and the strategies. On the other hand, we have Icarus, which can do, where it is useful, complementary actions, which can fit to the other basic fundamental topics. A very good example for this is our running EU project, the Network on Archival Cooperation, which has a lot of such complementary actions, like the content creation. It enables archives to digitize and to index their stocks, to bring them on the net by the national portals or by the APNET portal. We support archives with the dissemination and the sharing of standards and knowledge within workshops or educational courses. For instance, we are planning a series of workshops on EAD, where especially smaller archives from smaller archivists from smaller archives are taught how to use the EAD. And in that field, we could also implement a part of how to create a well-formed APNET EAD, for instance. Another aim is the building of infrastructures of platforms like Monasterium, Matricula, IcarusNet, or the Austrian Archives Portal, for instance. And networking, communication, and cooperation to support the fundamental strategies of the existing initiatives. Another example is, another very important principle of ICARUS is the principle of synergy. Each archive institution has its own special skills, resources and competencies, but very seldom one institution has everything it needs for carrying out the project. On the other hand, the huge amount of all European archives together contains an enormous potential, which, used in a cooperative way, can offer a wide range of new possibilities for the singular archive. It's much more efficient to benefit from experiences others already made than having to gain them once more. It would be something like reinventing the wheel. At that point, ICARUS can help bringing different modules of experience and knowledge of different partners together, so that each partner just has to contribute the part or competence he/she knows best. For this reason, also huge projects with limited efforts can arise. By sharing professional expertise and competence, they become realistic and profitable for each other. Monasterium is such an example of the principle of synergy because it's not an ICARUS project alone. A lot of institutions are part of this platform. I would like to demonstrate to you how the synergy is created. We have the Cologne University, which carries out the technical development. We have the archives, which provide the content. We have ICARUS, which takes care of the management. And we have a lot of singular projects of archives institutions, which help to further develop the platform and which help to increase the content. And we have the standards from the CEI and special standard on charters. And we have the user community, which is enabled by the collaborative tool to enrich and to correct the metadata. This may sound very theoretic, and so I would like to explain you how that concretely works. Basically, there is a fixed frame of semi-annual meetings in order to meet and update each other regularly. The official program of our meetings usually is very, very relaxed and not very strict in order to provide enough space for sharing ideas and discussions, said in another way, to enable them to cultivate the network. That wouldn't be something very new if there wasn't ICARUS with its infrastructure of project management and support, giving each idea a concrete perspective of implementation. Concretely said, if a partner has an idea, ICARUS can support him immediately by providing other partners and the management of designing the project. If wanted, ICARUS can take care of bringing the thread up and any further steps on the way to a successful application. But, and I really have to stress that, in contrast to consulting companies, ICARUS is no commercial consulting company. ICARUS is an archival network from archives for archives on a non-profit base without any commercial interest. By that means, we could gain four EU projects with a whole amount of nearly 3 million euro within the last years, shared by 15 members. At the moment, Icarus consists of nearly 100 members from 70 European countries, not just archives, but also scientific institutes, universities and other archivist associations. This fact demonstrates another very important role of Icarus, acting as a bridge between disciplines and institutions. For instance, from the archive to science and education and backwards. As I already said, Icarus is based on the principle of abandoning obstacles and barriers. And so there are no membership fees. We don't want to have new obstacles in form of membership fees. The basic infrastructure is financed by public grants already, and we don't have to gain other grants at the moment. And so for the Icarus network, it's very important to have a lot of competent and active partners which share their knowledge and their experience within the network. So you can see it, being part of Icarus is something like the membership fee, because the knowledge and the expertise a partner shares with other partners means a real enrichment of the Icarus network. This means also that a network like Icarus is always as strong as its members' efforts. It's no central institution, but a supportive node in a widespread network, aiming to take care of its members and providing substantial support of the cooperation, accompanied by their knowledge and expertise, as well as our common creative visions on archives of the third millennium. Thanks for your attention.